My sisters and brothers, our first reading today, again, is from the book, the first book of Kings. And it's talking to us today about a conversation between the prophet Elijah and the king Ahab. And now you must understand that Elijah was the prophet who defeated the priests of Baal, the pagan god. And so he defeated the priest because the priest trusted in their gods while Elijah invoked the one and only true God. And so he scored a victory over the pagan gods and their priests. And so it is important for us because that tells us something about us and about who we believe in. Because, you know, sometimes we believe in the one true God, but sometimes we have idols and we have other gods around us, distracting us. And so instead of having just one true and only God, we have all these several other gods, you know, ruling our lives, you know. And if you mention all the different things that we call sin, you find that we have made them our gods. And because we have made them our gods, we are not as effective as we ought to be, just like the prophet Elijah was effective. Now, the prophet Elijah called down rain on the people who for 3 years did not see rain because they forgot God. They disobeyed God. They went astray. They trusted the pagan gods around them. And so, my dear friends, let us once again listen to Jesus in the gospel, who is teaching us the importance of reconciliation. If your brother or sister has done something or you have something against them, he says, you're coming to bring your gift to the altar. He says, leave your gift there. Go and reconcile with your brother and sister first. And Jesus is telling us how important it is for us to effect reconciliation. We as humanity must embrace reconciliation by talking responsibility and taking it ourselves for what we have done wrong. And so we must accept responsibility that we have done something wrong. Because most of the time, we think we haven't done anything wrong to God or to one another. Our pride does not allow us to accept responsibility when we should. And that's what Jesus is teaching us. Reconciliation is important to restore peace and harmony and right relationships. And that is why St. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, and it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. And so if you have something against your brother or your sister, go and reconcile first, Jesus says. And St. Paul says, don't let the sun go down on your anger. If you're angry with somebody, don't go to bed angry with that person. Find a way to reconcile. So some people are disruptors and they stop coming to church when things are not going their way. They continue to be angry inside. And so the scriptures today is calling us to be a reconciler. Be a reconciler. Be a peacemaker. Be a small hand of God reaching out in the horizon as witness, as guide, as a prophet, and as an ambassador of goodwill. And so your righteousness must surpass that of the scribes and the Pharisees. In other words, Jesus says, yes, you can keep the rules, you can obey the commandments, you can attend daily mass and so on and so forth, but it is your practice, your righteousness must surpass the Pharisees, the scribes, who depend solely on fulfilling the rules. We must do more than fulfilling the rules.